agencies have been busy making big changes to the way they protect themselves against cyber threats and finding the right people to do the work. A case in point is the FBI. Director Jim Comey says it's changing the way it organizes its cyber response teams and how they work. Comey says the changing threat landscape and government-wide initiatives are also changing the way he thinks about his cyber workforce. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Agencies say they need to rethink almost everything about the way they recruit and develop new cyber talent within their organizations. A new government-wide initiatives under the Cybersecurity National Action Plan mean that they need to get moving sooner rather than later. James Comey is the director of the FBI. He says he's learned why the FBI and other government agencies are struggling to recruit new talent after talking to his daughter.
She said, "Dad, the problem is you're the man." And I thought that was a compliment, so I said, "Thank you. I really appreciate that." And she said, "Dad, I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, you're the man. Who would want to work for the man?" And I think she's right. But I said to her, "You know, if people saw what this man and woman of the FBI was like and what we do and the challenges we face, I think they'd want to come work for us."
Comey says the FBI has realized that it needs a new mentality.
"And so I don't want to share too much about our recruiting strategy because our interests are not fully aligned, whether you work for the government or for a private entity in this room. But we are working much harder to make sure that people understand what it might be like to work for this man and this woman and do this for a living. And then we're working very hard inside the FBI when we get that kind of talent in to demonstrate more agility than we have, we might naturally demonstrate when you're 108 years old. There's a challenge when you're 108, you can calcify. And when a smart young kid comes in with a wonderful way of approaching a new problem or approaching an old problem in a new way, you might try to crush that person's spirit by saying, 'No, we've never done it that way.' We're working very hard inside the FBI to be a whole lot cooler than you may think we are. We are not to beanbags and granola and a lot of whiteboards yet, but we're working very hard and marching in that direction so that when this talent comes into our organization, we are open to having them make us better in a way that connects us and them to our mission more closely."
There's another first for the FBI. Comey says the agency will soon hire a senior data scientist who knows how to think about technology, but also people and process. The plan is to have this person work alongside the FBI Assistant Cyber Division Director. Comey says the FBI is also trying to hire and cultivate more cyber talent among its special agents. And that's a tough challenge for the agency because it needs people who are smart, physically fit, and loyal and honest. Comey says it's rare that they can find new talent who have all three of those qualities.
"And so we're staring at that, asking ourselves, are there other ways to find this talent, to equip this talent, to grow this talent? One of the things we're looking at is, if we find people of integrity and physicality and high intelligence, can we grow our own cyber expertise inside the organization? Or can we change the mix in cyber squads? A cyber squad today is normally 8 special agents, gun-carrying, people of integrity, physicality, high intelligence, and technical expertise. Well, ought the mix to be something else, a smaller group of this, and a group of high-integrity people with technical expertise who are called cyber investigators? We're leaving our mind open to the fact that we've never faced a transformation like the digital transformation, and so the FBI ought to be open to being different in the way we think about our people."
Rod Turk is the Chief Information Security Officer at the Commerce Department. He says he's open to thinking differently about recruiting, too.
"In many cases, what I will do is I will hire the best athlete. And what I mean by that is I want the best person who is motivated to do the right things and wants to learn. And I will make them into a position player, the position that I need or that they may want to move into." And so with the rapid pace of the way IT is and cybersecurity is in terms of the way the technology moves so quickly, you really ought to be in a continuous learning environment anyway. So if you're hiring that best athlete and training them into what you need, you're really trying to keep up with where the technology is going.
Turk says hiring someone who constantly wants to learn, is interested in cybersecurity, and is loyal to an organization is often the better candidate from his perspective. The Office of Personnel Management is doubling down on some of its own efforts to help agencies meet some of these cyber goals. Beth Cobert is the acting director of OPM. She says agencies have hired twice the number of cybersecurity professionals this year compared to the last. It's because of the extra work her agency and others are putting in. For example, OPM helped the Homeland Security Department write job announcements for the DHS cybersecurity job fair that it held last month. OPM is now helping DHS go through hundreds of resumes from applicants who didn't get on-the-spot job offers at the fair to see how DHS might be able to recruit some of those applicants. Cobert says OPM is trying to help agencies rethink the traditional ways agencies recruit new cyber talent, and it's working on policies to reflect this new kind of mindset.
We need to think about the pattern that these individuals are thinking about their career. I think it's fair to say that gone are the days when someone joins a company with the full intention of staying there for decades, particularly among the next generation of workers. Now, while I stayed at McKinsey for 29 years, I can personally tell you that I joined McKinsey for 2 years, and then for two more years, and then for two more years. I think at one point I signed up for 3 years in my mind, but mostly it was signing up for 2 years 13 times. And I think that's how many of us think about their careers. I stayed because I got great opportunities, opportunities to have impact, opportunities to grow and develop, opportunities to take on different roles. And I think we as a government need to recognize this mindset and employment pattern and deliver against that for people. We are working on hiring and talent development policies that will make it easier for cybersecurity professionals to build skills within the federal government as well as gaining expertise as they move back and forth to different sectors, to the private sector, to the state and local sector, and to do so multiple times over the course of their career. It will be more satisfying for them as professionals. It will bring a greater reach of skills to each of the environments in which they operate.
Cobert says the goal is to have cyber talent start thinking of the government as an essential stop in their careers before they move on to other things. And to make that happen, OPM is training a cyber HR cadre. They're people who know the government-wide cybersecurity workforce strategy, they know the field, and they know human resources. And they're trained to help hiring managers develop a strategy to recruit the people their agencies need.
As we've created this program and talked about this partnership, we also recognize that we have to help the HR community do a better job in working with all of you. We have to help them understand what's unique about the cyber workforce, what's unique about this incredibly competitive talent marketplace.
OPM is also putting attention into the Cyber Core Scholarship for Service program. Students who apply and study cybersecurity in college get a government scholarship. 2,000 students have graduated from the program so far, and 97% of them have a job in the federal service now. President Obama has said that he's wanted to expand this program next year. He's proposed adding more to the program's budget in 2017. In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.